You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around.
Hi and welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Jenny and today we are going to talk about how to create custom image t-shirts. Are you looking to make a statement with your clothing? One way to do so is by creating your own custom image t-shirt. Not only is it a fun and creative activity, but it also allows you to express yourself in a unique way. In this article, we will walk you through the step-by-step process of creating your own custom image t-shirt. Step 1. Choose your t-shirt. The first step in creating your custom t-shirt is to choose the shirt itself. There are a few things to consider when selecting your t-shirt. Material: t-shirts are typically made of cotton, polyester, or a blend of the two. Cotton is a natural, breathable fabric that is often preferred for its comfort. Polyester is a synthetic, moisture-wicking fabric that is popular for athletic wear. Consider what you will be using the t-shirt for and choose a material that is suitable. Size: make sure to measure yourself and choose a size that fits well. It's important to note that t-shirt sizes can vary between brands, so it's a good idea to refer to the size chart provided by the manufacturer. Color: think about the color of your t-shirt and how it will complement the image you are planning to print. If you are using a light-colored image, a dark-colored t-shirt will provide a nice contrast. Similarly, a light-colored t-shirt can make a dark image pop. Step 2. Choose your image. The next step is to choose the image that you want to print on your t-shirt. You can use a personal photo, a graphic design, or a combination of both. Here are a few things to consider when selecting your image. Quality: it's important to use a high-quality image to ensure that the final product looks sharp and clear. Avoid using low-resolution images or ones that are blurry or pixelated. Size: the size of the image will depend on the size of the t-shirt and how much of the shirt you want the image to cover. Keep in mind that larger images will require more ink and may be more expensive to print. Copyright: make sure that you have the right to use the image that you choose. If you are using a personal photo, you should be fine. However, if you are using an image from the internet, be sure to check for copyright restrictions. Step 3. Select a printing method. There are several different methods for printing images onto t-shirts, each with its own advantages and disadvantages. Some popular options include screen printing. This method involves creating a stencil of the image and using it to apply ink to the t-shirt. It is a cost-effective option for printing large quantities of t-shirts and is suitable for both light and dark-colored shirts. However, it can be time-consuming and requires the use of chemicals. Direct-to-garment printing: this method involves printing the image directly onto the t-shirt using a special inkjet printer. It is a fast and convenient option, as it allows you to print a single t-shirt at a time. However, it is generally more expensive than screen printing and is only suitable for light-colored shirts. Heat transfer: this method involves printing the image onto a special transfer paper and then pressing it onto the t-shirt using a heat press. It is a quick and easy option that allows you to print a single t-shirt at a time. However, the image may not be as durable as those printed using other methods, and it is only suitable for light-colored shirts. Step 4. Prepare your image. Once you have chosen your t-shirt and your image, it's time to prepare the image for printing. If you are using a graphic design software, such as Adobe Illustrator or Photoshop, you can adjust the size and resolution of the image to fit your needs. If you are using a personal photo, you may want to edit it to improve the quality or to make any necessary changes. Step 5. Place your order. Now that you have all the necessary elements, it's time to place your order. If you are using a professional printing service, you will need to upload your image and provide any necessary details, such as the size and quantity of t-shirts you want. If you are using a do-it-yourself printing method, you will need to purchase the necessary equipment and supplies. Step 6. Print your t-shirt. Depending on the printing method you have chosen, the next step will vary. If you are using a professional printing service, they will handle the printing process for you. If you are using a do-it-yourself method, follow the instructions for your specific method to print the image onto your t-shirt. Step 7. Enjoy your custom t-shirt. Once your t-shirt is printed, it's time to show it off. Wear your new custom t-shirt with pride and let your personality shine through. Conclusion. Creating your own custom image t-shirt is a fun and creative way to express yourself. By following the steps outlined in this article, you can easily make your own custom t-shirt at home or with the help of a professional printing service. So why wait? Start creating your own custom t-shirt today and make a statement with your clothing.